إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, you who believe, why do you say what you do not do? And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this action of saying something and doing something else is a very big sin. كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. In the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu's practice was that he would go around Medina in the night to see what was going on, to sometimes he would overhear conversations and so on. His idea was to keep tabs on what is happening to the community. So one night he used to take his servant with him. So one night they were passing by a house when they overheard a conversation. So he stopped by the side of the house. And this was a conversation between a young girl and her mother. And the mother of the girl was saying to the girl, mix some water in the milk. So the girl said, I cannot mix water in the milk because this is not permissible by Allah. And because Amirul Mumineen Umar ibn al-Khattab has given this instruction that there should be no adulteration and that we must not mix water in the milk. So the mother says, Umar ibn al-Khattab is not here, he is not seeing you. So do what I am telling you. The girl says, Umar ibn al-Khattab is not here, but the Rabb of Umar ibn al-Khattab can see me. So I will not do it. Now Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was very happy to hear this conversation. And he told his servant the next day, he said, go and find out who are those people. The man went and found out and he said, it's just the two. There is this lady who is a widow and she has this one daughter. They have nothing. They're very poor people. And they have one animal from which they get the milk, and that was their business. That's the conversation we overheard. So Umar ibn al-Khattab sent, he called his sons. He called Abdullah ibn Umar and he called his son Asim. And he said to them, I have a proposal for you for marriage. And there is a girl that I want you to marry. So which one of you is interested in marrying her? So Abdullah ibn Umar said, I'm already married, I don't want to have another wife. But the younger son, he said, I am not married, I'm interested. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu sent a proposal for marriage with his son to this widow lady. And he married his son to that girl. Imagine that girl, she has got nothing. She is absolutely. But he is marrying the son of the, to all intents and purposes, son of the king. I mean, son of the Khalifat al-Muslimin. Now, point of the matter is that taqwa consists of this awareness of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. And therefore, this business that we do of some of us, may Allah protect us from ourselves, of leading double lives, so to speak. Like in English they say, give to God what is God's and give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Now this duality and this dichotomy does not exist in Islam. In Islam, haqq is haqq, and we render to each one what is his haqq. And therefore, when we say that we are true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that we are true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our ibadat. We are also true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our dealing with people. Because just like we are conscious of the presence of Allah, just as we are conscious of being in His presence, of worshipping Him as if we can see Him, The intention in Islam is that we are also conscious of that in all our dealings, whether it is business dealings, whether it is dealings domestically with the family, whether it is any kind of dealing, whatever, that we do that also in the same way as we do our ibadah. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he mentioned innamal a'malu bin niyat, this hadith applies to everything in life. The niyat there is not only for wudu or ghusl or salah. The niyat is for everything. And the whole point of the niyat is this, that it makes you conscious of the action. Supposing we're sitting down to eat a meal, and we say, what is my niyat to eat this meal? Now, immediately you become conscious that I'm actually supposed to make a niyat. This is actually Islam. You are supposed to make a niyat to even eat your food. So we sit there and we make this niyat, say, Allah, I make this niyat to eat this food in such so that, and I ask you to give me the strength from this food in order to allow me to worship you, in order to allow me to do good deeds. Now, automatically, if you sit there with this niyat, then the moment, because you thought of the niyat, you cannot possibly be eating anything which is haram, because you are making niyat to eat it for the pleasure of Allah. So immediately it straightens you out and says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, Allah is here with me, so I cannot eat something which is doubtful, I can't eat something which is haram. So it protects you from this. And second thing is, you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah has given me the ability, I can sit here peacefully, there's no one harassing me, there's no one pointing a gun at me, I have got the food, I can eat whatever I like, and this is a beautiful food. There are how many people are there who cannot afford to eat the way I eat, who cannot afford to eat at all, and so on. So all of these good thoughts, all of these come, and the person then eats his food with thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the intention of doing something good as a result of the energy from this food. And all of this happens because he made this right knee. And that is the whole issue of living our lives in such a way that we live thoughtfully, we live according to the niyyah, and we live with this principle in mind, which comes out of the ayat which I recited, of there not being any difference between our stated values and our practiced values. لِمَا تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say that which you do not do? So therefore, what we say and what we do must be the same, not say something, do something else. And that is the whole point. And that's why I say credibility falls through the gap between the stated value and the practiced value. Credibility falls through the gap between the walk and the talk. So that is why it's very important to walk the talk. It's very, very important to ensure that our lives are led in a way which is sincere and which does not smack of hypocrisy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from doing anything which displeases Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.